I would like to talk about my ideal education. His TED talk was very exciting because I agree with his speech very much. I think we should not kill not only children's but also everyone's creativity. We have to take advantage of the talent for each child, but we have to keep our basic education as it is. I have two reasons. At first, I think creativity is very important, and it has to be utilized because I believe everyone has it originally, and it is different depending on the person's gift from my own experience. Last year, I participated in a workshop. The theme there was a new public enterprise policy. When we had brainstorming, my team members found different ideas. It looks only proper that everyone has his own idea, but it's very important because each person has own background. For example, their families, hometowns, schools, and so on. As Mr. Robinson says, I also think he or she has own point of view and own creativity. Secondly, I think we have to catch up with future. In the present era, I think sense of value will change easily more than ever, and there will be new sense of value. For instance, when the earthquake happened on 11th March 2011, our sense of value about nuclear power generation was changed. Economic downturn precipitated by the Lehman Brothers bankruptcy in 2008 was also a remarkable example. So I think holding and educating each person's creativity, we have to survive in this era. Mr. Robinson says degrees aren't worth anything. I think it means the education that is predicted on the idea of academic ability is old-fashioned. And same education for everyone can catch up with future. Although I think the education that lingers creativity as important is a great thing. In order to live in human community, we have to have at least minimal knowledge or intelligence. So it's important for us to keep up. Important for us to keep our basic education. In the future, I hope our education would be better and our life would be more creative and powerful. Everyone should challenge for better creativity and better education. You could create imagination power so that you could have better creativity and educational power. Because if you could have vivid imagination, you could act and create anything much faster than when you had only vague imagination. Imagination power is much stronger than you just can think of. Thank you.